I want to certainly ask for your prayers as I try to share with you today the things that God has placed upon my heart. I want to talk to you here for a little while today about teachers and teaching. Teachers and teaching. And I want to talk about knowledge. There is a knowledge, and I'm going to read, if you want to go ahead and turn to the first proverb, there is a knowledge that the Bible speaks of. There's something that we must know according to the Scriptures in order to possess the very beginning of knowledge. And I want to, as I said, read from Proverbs 1, beginning with verse 1. A proverb has a very simple definition. A proverb is just simply a wise saying. And of course, this was written by Solomon, a man to whom God granted great wisdom. And in Proverbs chapter 1, beginning with verse 1, it says, "The Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel, to know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding, to receive the instruction of wisdom, justice, and judgment and equity, to give subtlety to the simple, to the young man knowledge and discretion. A wise man will hear and will increase learning, and a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsels. To understand a proverb and the interpretation, the words of the wise and their dark sayings." Now listen to what verse 7 says. It says, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. My son, hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother, for they shall be an ornament of grace unto thy head, and chains about thy neck." And I'm going to stop reading there with those first 9 verses of the first proverb for a scripture reading today. We have a problem in our nation. We have a problem in our world today. Well, perhaps I should say we have many problems. But we have a problem in this, that it seems that there are fewer people all the time that fear the Lord. And I believe that the fear that's being spoken of here is primarily to reverence a holy God. And it's very important that we teach that, and it's very important that we learn that. Now, in the proverb that I've read here, it said that a wise man, or we could say a wise person would mean the same, will hear. A wise man will hear. The person that will not learn is the person that will not hear. A wise man will hear and will increase learning. A man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsels. Now, so Solomon said here that the fear of the Lord, the reverence, the respect due to a holy God is the very premise of knowledge. That's the very foundation of knowledge. And I'm going to say this, you know, some of these things today you may not like, but I ask you to consider the Word of God. some of these things today I know the world doesn't like, but you know, the truth is the truth. And God's Word is truth. And you know, when I was studying this, I think that perhaps a lot of times, and I remember this, thinking like this in my own young life, but I think that a lot of times that people who are lost don't want to come to the house of God and don't want to be among the people of God is because they hear things from the truth of God's Word that convicts them and makes them feel bad. And you know, to be quite honest with you, I think oftentimes that it's like that with some people who have been saved. They have chosen to live their life in a way that they don't attend the house of God because they hear things there that convicts them of the lifestyle that they are living. But, you know, I heard this said one time that the truth may not always be received, that truth may not always be popular, but it will always be the truth, won't it? And so we need to look at, I believe, what the Scriptures teach us concerning the truth of this, that there are things that we ought to learn and things that we need to be willing to learn. There are things that we need to be willing to accept, and there are things that we need to be willing to teach. And I'm going to make this statement, and I say this in love, but like I said, it's the truth. I believe that as Christian parents, that if we don't religiously, if we don't scripturally educate our children, then we are failing as Christian parents, because we have that responsibility to teach them concerning the things of the Lord. Now, you know, something else that is spoken of in these verses is the person that's being taught has to be willing to learn. And so a wise man will hear and will increase learning. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. In Proverbs chapter 9, verse 10, Solomon said that the fear of the Lord is also the beginning of wisdom. And there certainly can be a difference between knowledge and wisdom. Sometimes there are people that possess great knowledge, but they don't seem to have the wisdom to know how to use that knowledge. And so the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the holy is understanding. And so we're talking about teachers, and we're talking about being taught and teaching. And in the eighth verse, he said, "My son, hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother." And I want to say this to children here today, that if you have parents that are teaching you the things concerning the Word of God, then you ought to thank God for them, because those are the most important things that anybody can learn. There is a knowledge that exceeds all knowledge. And I will say this today to anybody here that has not been born again. Listen, the greatest knowledge that anybody can ever acquire in this world is when you repent of your sins and trust in the Lord and come to know the Lord. You come to know the Lord as your Savior. And to be honest with you, that's the most important thing that there is in life. To know the Lord, to know that you are saved, to know Him as your Savior. And then once that knowledge has been acquired, then we need to learn all that we can about God, all that we can about His purpose, all that we can about His work and about His Word. And that takes time and that takes application. It takes study that we might learn about the great things of God. But, you know, as God's people, we certainly don't need to be ignorant of His Word, do we? The Apostle Paul used that terminology many times when he would write in his epistles to someone or to a church. He would be writing to them about a certain thing, and he would say, I don't want you to be ignorant of this. He didn't want them to be ignorant of what would take place when the Lord returned or something of that nature. And so he would write to them and impart to them knowledge concerning that. And so we have a great responsibility as Christian parents. You know, listen, every Christian parent needs to be a teacher. You know, you may, regardless of what your occupation is in life, regardless of how you earn your living or your livelihood, every Christian parent ought to be a teacher. We have a responsibility to teach our little boys and girls that God has blessed us with and given us stewardship of in this life. We have a responsibility to towards them to teach them things concerning God and His Word. And I'm going to talk about that a little bit as we go further. I want you to think about something that's found in the second chapter of Judges. In Judges chapter 2, this is something that is said concerning the nation of Israel. And you can read all the chapter, but I'm just going to share this key verse with you. Judges chapter 2, verse 10 says, "And also all that generation were gathered unto their fathers, and there arose another generation after them." Now, before I finish the verse, I want to stop for a moment, and I want to say that this continues on. This is the way that it has been ever since God created the world and created man and placed the human family here on the earth. There has been one generation that has come, and they have spent their time, and they have, as David said to his son Solomon when he was about to die, he said, I go the way of all the earth. And one generation comes and passes, and another generation comes, and it will continue that way until the Lord brings an end to time. And so here it said that there was a generation that was gathered unto their fathers. That generation fell asleep. They passed on from this life. And there arose another generation after them, listen, which knew not the Lord, nor yet the works which He had done for Israel. Now, there's something that happened here that should not have happened, and possibly both of these things could be applied. Perhaps there were those, the result of this were people that did not do what they should have done, and perhaps some of it resulted in people who chose not to listen. But that's really a very sad statement, and that's a really sad thing to think about, that there arose a generation that knew not the Lord, that did not know of the works that God had done, of the blessings that He had bestowed upon Israel. They were ignorant concerning those things. Now, that's not the way that this nation of people was instructed to do. If we go back to the sixth chapter of Deuteronomy, I want to share some scripture with you there, because they had detailed instructions as to what they were to do with their children. In Deuteronomy chapter 6, Deuteronomy chapter 6, I want us to look at verses 4 through 7. It says, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart and with all thy soul and with all thy might. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart." Listen. "And thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and thou shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thy house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up." There's a song, you don't hear it sung much anymore, but some of you are probably familiar with the song about the family Bible. And in the song, it talks about the fact that there's a family Bible that lays there on the table, and it speaks about how that the children would sit around and they remembered Dad reading to them from the family Bible, and they remembered Mother singing Rock of Ages. And you know, listen, every child that grows up in a Christian home ought to have those type of memories, shouldn't they? That we should be able to remember the scriptures being taught to us. Listen, you know, there are things that we, even in sending our children off to school, there are things that are not the responsibility of the school to teach them. There are things that we are responsible as parents to teach them. There are things, and especially, this is especially true in the world that we live in today, there are things that our children need to know that we cannot depend upon the public school system to teach them. But it's always been that way to some extent. But I want to say this, I believe that within any system of education, that within any system of learning, within any type of school, at whatever level it's at, from elementary to collegiate, whatever the level is, any level of education, the things that are being taught greatly lack if it is not being taught that we ought to have a holy reverence for the Lord. What a mistake. What a mistake to ever tell any school that they're not allowed to talk about God. What a tragic mistake. It's the very essence of education. It's the wisdom is the principal thing, Solomon said. It's the very foundation. It's the very beginning of knowledge. And any knowledge that is lacking that is lacking indeed. It's lacking indeed. In the sixth chapter of Ephesians, in the fourth verse, the Apostle Paul wrote to the church at Ephesus, and he said, "And ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord." And I'm going to tell you something, and I believe this. I'm not just saying this, I believe this. You know, we have here in the membership of Fairview Memorial, there are educators. There are people that work as teachers in the school system. There are some that are members here that have retired from that type of profession, have retired from teaching. I was thinking when I was studying this, I was thinking about Sister Laura, Sister Beaver. She does that type of work. She's a teacher, but yet she comes here also on Sunday morning in Sunday school and teaches these little children. And I've never been there in her classroom, but I'm inclined to believe that certainly she is a good teacher to the students that she's teaching. But I'm going to tell you exactly what I believe. I believe on Sunday morning when she sits downstairs in that room with those little children and teaches them about the things of God, that's the height of her teaching for the whole week. Those things are more important than learning about English and learning about math and learning about science and social studies. Listen, we have agreed in covenant to religiously educate our children. And we need to do that, don't we? We need to teach them. I want to share this. In the fourth chapter of Joshua, when the children of Israel were getting ready to, after that long exodus, when they were getting ready to cross the Jordan into the promised land, they were instructed to do something. It says, "And it came to pass when all the people were clean passed over Jordan, that the Lord spake unto Joshua, saying, Take you 12 men out of the people, out of every tribe a man, and command ye them, saying, Take ye hence out of the midst of Jordan, out of the place where the priest's feet stood firm, 12 stones, and ye shall carry them over with you, and leave them in the lodging place where ye shall lodge that night. Then Joshua called the 12 men whom he had prepared of the children of Israel, out of every tribe a man. And Joshua said unto them, Pass over before the ark of the Lord your God in the midst of Jordan, and take ye up every man of you a stone upon his shoulder, according unto the number of the tribes of the children of Israel, that this may be a sign among you, that when your children ask their fathers in time to come, saying, What mean ye by these stones? Then ye shall answer them, that the waters of Jordan were cut off before the ark of the covenant of the Lord. When it passed over Jordan, the waters of Jordan were cut off, and these stones shall be for a memorial unto the children of Israel forever." Folks, I believe it's important that for the children that sit among us, I believe it's important for them to understand why we take the Lord's Supper. I believe it's important for them to understand what it means when we do that. I believe it's important for them to understand why from time to time that we take people back here and we plunge them under in a baptistry of water, the things that we do. You know, we need to be bringing on little Baptists, don't we? We need to be certain that we raise up a generation that knows why we do what we do, and that has an understanding of what these things mean. You know, listen, there are people that sometimes they don't want their children exposed to things. But you know, when God blessed my wife and I with children, I wanted them to hear the Word of God even in their infancy. I don't know why that any Christian parent, I'll just be honest with you, I believe any Christian parent ought to have their little children in Sunday school there with someone that's wanting to teach them the things concerning the Word of God. You ought to bring them to that because that's going to be the greatest education that they're ever going to get. Listen, I was always thrilled when my children could tell me something that they had learned, when they could tell me perhaps how they had learned to solve a problem or something of that nature. I was always happy to know that they were learning, but what blessed my heart more than anything is when they would tell me something they had learned from the Bible, something that they had learned about the Word of God. You know, I'm going to say this. And I'm just trying to tell the truth. I'm not trying to be offensive. I'm trying to tell the truth. To me, it only makes sense that if the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, and as the proverb said here, that fools despise that type of teaching, that somebody that's raised without that type of teaching will be a fool. They'll be a fool. I think that's all that you can conclude from that. No matter how educated they are, they'll be living life foolishly. Listen, people that are walking around in the world today, listen, there are college campuses all over this land and country. There are parents that are pouring money into those things, and there are children that are stressed out, and they're trying to learn things that will benefit them in this life. And there are all these beautiful young people that are walking around these campuses, and they don't know a thing in the world about God. Sad, isn't it? It is to me. They've not been taught a thing in the world about the Lord. And don't ever think that there's not professors there that are trying to lead them in the wrong direction. Because there are some that try to do that. And so we have a great responsibility to make sure that they know the Scriptures. I wanted my children, when they were little, I wanted them to hear an old-time Baptist preacher get up there and just hammer the Scriptures. I wanted them to hear the man of God preaching about the fact that there's a heaven to gain and a hell to be shunned. I wanted my children to hear that when they reached the age of accountability, that if they did not repent of their sins and trust in God, that they would go to hell and that they would be tormented there forever and forever. I wanted them to hear the truth of God's Word. I'm sure sometimes it scared them. I'm glad it did. I'm glad it did. I wanted them to hear that God is to be reverenced. You know, there's people in the world today that'll badmouth God in a heartbeat. They'll badmouth Him. They'll badmouth His Word. Take it with a grain of salt like it means nothing. There's a day of reckoning. There's a day of reckoning. There's a day of judgment that's coming, and it's going to depend upon how we have believed His Word, how we have believed God's Word. So we have a great responsibility. And the church... the church has a great responsibility. What did Jesus say to the church? And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations. Preach the new birth to people. Preach this new birth to these young people that they might know what they must do in order to be saved. And then baptize them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, and then teach them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded unto you. Teach them to your children. Listen, it's important for Christian parents to know the Scriptures, because your children may come and ask you. You ever seen a kid that wouldn't ask questions? No, they inquire. They inquire. To be honest with you, I wish that when we grow into adulthood that we would retain some of the childlike qualities that we lose. But we don't. But You know what we find there in the sixth chapter of Deuteronomy? I believe that those people that he was giving that instruction to, they could expect that the time would come when their children would ask them what those stones meant. And they had to be ready to tell them, didn't they? They had to be ready to tell them what they represented. And so it's important for us that we understand the Word of God, that we might be able to instruct our children when they say, Daddy, Mommy, what do these things mean? That we might tell them what they mean. And so, you know, we don't need, no generation of God's people needs a generation to come after them that doesn't know the Lord and that doesn't know the things that the Lord has done. And so we must be teachers and we must teach. And, you know, when I think back to, you know, we don't have our children very long with us. I mean, we don't have them under our tutelage for very long. Boy, doesn't it go by in a hurry, Brother Chuck? I mean, that just passes you by in the blink. And we don't have a very long opportunity to teach them. But you know what? We should not allow our children to grow up just thinking that it's okay if you don't come to church, that it's okay if you don't study and learn about the things of the Lord, because that's not all right. That's not all right. We need to teach our little Christian children, when they get saved, we need to teach them to be Christians, to be godly people. And we don't get very long to do that. And you know, when I look back over the time that my children were growing up, that's one of my biggest regrets, is that I didn't better instruct them in the things of the Lord. You know, we won't do it perfectly, but we need to do it. We need to do it. And those are the thoughts that the Lord placed upon my heart today. You know, when children grow up, and they when they grow up in a missionary Baptist church, they ought to grow up to know missionary Baptist beliefs, missionary Baptist doctrine. They ought to know it. And we have the responsibility to teach it. I appreciate your attention today. And Brother Strode, if you have a song, we'll stand and have a song. I'd ask you to consider these things that have been said. I believe they're very, very important. And we do need to bring up our children in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord.